This is bullish. This is a bullish indicator for investors. Before we get into that, let me look at some of you guys and girls' comments. Why is this bullish? Pretty common sense why it should be bullish. Lieutenant Lawson said, are you live? Yes, I am live. I know sometimes I put up things. I'm live right now, Lieutenant Lawson. Yes, I am live. Ms. Jew said, thanks for reading that stuff for us. No problem. Exactly. That's my guy right there, Max B. He said, exactly what's going on. Bubbles being blown up. Yes, I think that this bubble, but you know, this happened in every asset class, ladies and gentlemen. When people right now, the last 2 or 3 days, everybody's buying stocks. Guess what I'm doing? I'm selling stocks. I'm creating a watch list, waiting on the next downturn in the economy. Just 2 weeks ago, last week, everybody was scared and thought the tech bubble had burst. Who remember my episode of last week when everybody thought the tech bubble had burst? And everybody said, yeah, everything is overrated, man. Now look at Amazon is back up. Apple is going back up. All these companies are going back up. So what I do, like right now, when the economy was down, when Apple was sliding, I was buying it. When Amazon was sliding, I was buying it. Now that it's coming back up, I'm selling mine. You know, I had the TQQ. I tell you guys and girls about it all the time. Yeah, I get it out of my portfolio. And then now I have my list on what the stocks I want next. And the stocks that I want next, I'm just waiting for the market to slide. I get mad every day that I wake up and the market is doing good. Even though it benefits me because it's some companies that I want to buy, but I want to tell everybody to get scared. Like, let's say President Trump loses, then I think we're going to see the market take a swift downturn. And that can give me a great entry point. Fundamentals tell you what to buy. Technicals tell you when to buy. My fundamentals have told me what to buy. Now I'm turning around looking for when to buy. And I'm waiting for an economical downturn. I want everybody to get scared so I can go in and buy it exactly, right?
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
This is bullish. This is very bullish for the airline industry and the stocks. Right now, the airline industry is talking about laying off of 32,000 people. 32,000 people is what the airline industry is talking about laying off if they don't get another stimulus. You know, the airline PPP that they got back in March, April, the bailout that the airline industry got, it expired on September 30th. Once it expired on September 30th, ladies and gentlemen, once that expired on September 30th, they can lay off as many people as they want. So now they're looking to lay people off. And if they don't get another bailout. So right now, all of the proposals, even on the Republican side and the Democratic side, everybody's talking about bailing out, giving a second round bailout to the airline industry. If they give a second round bailout to the airline industry, this is going to work wonders for airline stocks. I won't say work wonders, but they are going to assume some debt. But this is going to push the stocks up, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a bullish thing for stocks. They're pumping money into the stock market, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to know that because we're going to go inside. We're going to go to Wall Street Journal and CNBC, and we're going to go inside of this House passed stimulus package. So that's what we're going to look at. So this is a very bullish move for airline stocks or whatnot.